productive night. You know, we set out really this morning, understanding we had a plan, executed it well, came away with, didn't expect to come away with three, so we hoped for two, but came away with three and positioned ourselves again next year to have a couple picks in the first round as well, so we're excited about that. You know, all I can say is Miles, you know, David, Jabril, all going to come in here and contribute for us early. All guys that are, that, you know, love football, highly talented impact players. And that was what we set out to do. And to, again, to be able to do that at the same time and picking up an extra first next year, we're real excited about our haul this evening.
You just said it best. So I'm sure there's a ton of questions.
First one is, why no quarterback?
Yeah, we obviously value the position, but we don't want to force. You know, we're in certain positions. We obviously have some guys here on the roster. We want to give them an opportunity, and we'll continue to look. But we wanted to make sure that we got players that we felt good about, and understanding that other teams may value players a little bit more than we do at certain spots. We have a lot of holes to fill on this roster. So for us, it's just about making sure that when we get the quarterback, it's someone that we all believe in and can get behind and move forward.
You could have had Deshaun Watson without trading anything for the future. So obviously you didn't like him enough, or why?
Yeah, we just thought the better opportunity for us was to trade back. You know, Hugh and I obviously spent some time with all the quarterbacks that were taken this evening. We did like all of them, you know, at certain places. But for us, in terms of our plan and building the roster, we felt like it was just better to move back. That shouldn't be taken against Deshaun. Great young man, and we'll root for him to have a great career.
Hugh, Miles said that you told him that you were your guy. When did you go there?
Well, I mean, I've had several conversations with him. I'm not sure exactly when I made that statement, but we're just excited to have him. He's a tremendous player. He's going to come in here and make a difference for our organization, and we're looking forward to that.
Did you remember how intense the discussion was the past week, 2 weeks, however long, between taking Garrett or Trubisky?
We wouldn't get into our internal discussions, but we always have good debate. You know, and again, even if we're agreeing, Hugh's pushing me to say, Sash, what are we overlooking? And I'm doing the same thing to him. You know, we want to, get the picks right, not necessarily get to agreement. We had good, thorough discussion, longer than a couple weeks. I mean, we've been talking about a lot of different players for months, you know, frankly, you know, since we had our scouts come in off the road in January, start talking about these guys.
Did you know you would have taken the number one if you wanted him?
No, we didn't know how the board would fall, frankly. We didn't know who would be the first quarterback off. There were a number of quarterbacks there that I think people were talking about. Didn't know if quarterbacks might fall out of 10 and may be there at 12.
Josh, that diluted your staff a lot of good girl peppers. Are you not concerned at all about that, or how do you?
It's certainly a factor for us. Jabril understands. I think he's been accountable for it. He understands that's something that he's got to clean up as we move forward, and we will spend some time with him on that when he gets here. But mostly we're excited to have a really exciting football player. We had gotten comfortable with the background on him to move forward with the selection.
Sasha, during the course of the night, there was one brief report that you guys talked to the Stings about Kirk Cousins. So my question is, did you ever talk to them and ever talk to New England today at all in the trade?
Bad reporting is what I would say.
Peppers does a lot of things. I mean, he lines up in a lot of different places. What will you do with him here?
Line him up in a lot of different places. Give him that opportunity. He's a football player, very dynamic player. Obviously, he's going to play defense for us, but we'll find a role for him over there on offense, no question.
Greg Williams is tonight.
I think our whole coaching staff is happy, but Greg is probably in the swimming pool right now. But no, it's an exciting time. I think Sashi said it best. We just added three impact players to our roster, and I think we're all very excited about that.
Sashi, was it difficult? Because there were not just the quarterback, but I think our closer was there, O.J. Howard, some others as well. How did that play into deciding to do what you did, trade down?
Yeah, always difficult. Whenever you trade down, you're sitting there and we're biting our nails for about the next, you know, 45 minutes or an hour and a half or so until we got to 25, hoping that some of those guys fell to us. And we felt good about the player that we did end up taking there. But you know, you know, you can't have your cake and eat it too all the time. Most of the times you're making a decision and taking a risk. We ended up, you know, making the best decision for our organization and feel good about how we're positioned moving forward.
Did you plan going to tonight thinking you could trade down from 12, or was that a spur of the moment offer?
No, we do a lot of work. I know there's been a lot written about Browns looking to trade up. We had as many calls with people behind us. We really want to go in prepared, understanding who potential trade partners might be. And so we had done work on both ends of our pick. And so we came into the night with the understanding that if we got to 12, depending on the players and depending on the offer that we would get and where we would have to move to, that may be something that we would think about. We thought that was the best opportunity for us to move back to Houston's pick.
Had you had the same offer and Trubisky or Mahomes were available at 12, would you have taken one?
I wouldn't get into that, Pat, you know, just in terms of the hypotheticals of what could have been. That doesn't matter. Right now we have three football players on our roster we're excited to have and a first-round pick next year from Houston.
Too much trading down at some point?
Yes.
When is that?
Not yet. No, I mean, in all seriousness, Doug, I mean, for us, I think you've paid attention to what we've done and written about it well. For us, high-value draft picks, you know, in the first couple rounds are tremendously valuable. We have a long way to go to get our roster where it needs to be. Yeah, we understood that, and so this is a great opportunity to really add a player and add another player next year that we hope will be, you know, again, another impact player for us. So it's really, for us, a two-for-one, and where we're coming from on our roster, that's valuable.
You've had Osweiler in development for a little while now. What are your overall impressions of him?
He's done a good job. I mean, he's been very engaging in the meetings. We haven't had a chance to get on the field with him yet. We'll be able to do that next week. But he's a pro. You know, he's been in the league. He's played. He understands what it takes to play quarterback in the National Football League. So, but he's been great in meetings thus far. So we'll continue to push and push on him and see if we can continue to get him better. But he's working at it. I do know that.
Hugh, what do you like best about Garrett, and how do you respond to some of the criticism he's gotten
lately? Well, we've done all of our due diligence, and we feel very fortunate to have him. I think he understands that there's some things that he needs to do a little better. I think he'd be first to tell you that, but I think he's obviously very talented, has all the characteristics that we're looking for. Him and Coach Williams had a great time at the workout, and I think he's looking forward to playing in our scheme.
There's obviously a lot of pressure with being a number one pick. What is it about Miles that you really liked as you explored his background that really told you he could handle dealing with the expectations that come with being the top of a draft class?
You go a lot of different directions with this.
Absolutely.
One. I think you'll find he's an old soul. You know, it does not seem like, you know, a guy that's going to be, either phased by the limelight or success. You know, frankly, just a competitive kid that loves football, wants to be the best, wants to be the best at it, maybe the best ever. You guys can ask him that question when he gets here. Works hard. When we went to have dinner with him, he was coming from a workout and going to a workout in the morning. So he really just eats, drinks, and sleeps football. Does do the poetry and some other things as well. But he's a very, very intelligent young man. Our psych testing and background testing on him, he was off the charts. Physically, you guys have seen him. You know, I don't think there's a better prospect that has come out in terms of an athlete at that size in some time. And so it gives him an awesome opportunity to be really successful for us and an impact player day one. But Hugh spent plenty of time with him, too, and he may have other thoughts.
No, I think Sashi said it best. I mean, this guy is as good as I've seen in a while, not just as a football player, but also as a person and what he wants to become. He has a burning desire to be one of the best in football, and I think you guys will see that tomorrow. I think we've all known his talent and seen his talent, so we have the right guy. He just got to come in and do it consistently over time, and the rest will take care of itself.
Is it possible that you guys can still get your 2017 starting quarterback in this draft?
You never know, but, we'll see what happens, Mary Kay. Wouldn't want to telegraph too much.
Mm-hmm. If not, I mean, do you feel good going forward with what you have that you can get the job done on that side of the ball?
Yeah. Listen, we need to solidify the quarterback position. It's not solidified right now. So we know that we need the guys here to work their tails off, and Hugh's going to develop them as much as possible and push them to be their best. And we also know that until we get it solidified, we're going to continue looking for players all over the league and in college. That may be in next year's draft. It may be in free agency. It may be via trade. So we won't rest until we, you know, really solidify that position. But again, Brock, Cody, Kevin are here working hard, and we're going to support them as best as we can.
What's intriguing about the play in?
Extremely young, big, great athlete. Again, also a competitive kid. But Hugh can talk a little bit more about David.
And he has the ability to make plays down the field. I think you can see that. In a lot of his highlights. Again, he makes contested catches. He can create separation from defenders. He has the ability to be an inline blocker. So, again, he is a three-down tight end, and he can play the Y, he can play the U. He has that kind of versatility. So we're going to see if we can use his skill set to that way.
So he can block in other words?
Oh, yes, he can.
Likes contact.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I guess you said to Mike Silver that you had made this pick. You knew what you were going to do 2 weeks ago at number one. And yet this morning, Schefter reported Trubisky was still very much in the conversation for number one. So which is correct? Or could they both be correct?
Oh, you don't believe Adam or me?
No.
Unfortunately, Adam doesn't get to make our picks. We know. We understand. Again, we talked. I'm not being too silly about it, but we talked the other day. We knew when we were in the number one spot, this was going to be a circus leading up to our pick. And I think in one single day, we had one report that had both he and I on different sides of one decision, so going four different directions, and agents from multiple players called me complaining. It's just some of the things that happens when you're at a certain position, and we understand that. It comes with the territory. We're not going to respond to any of the rumors. We keep going and put our head down and build this roster.
Sasha, do you want it to be a circus, though? Do you want it to be confusing to the league that nobody knows what you're going to do?
We don't want people to know what we're going to do, but certainly I think when you're at that number one pick, it's no different than watching, you know, the Rams last year go through the same thing when there was just a ton of speculation about whether they would pick one quarterback over the other. And you just know it comes with the territory. That's the popularity of our league, so we have to be mature enough as an organization not to get distracted by it.
Sasha, you were asked last week about this, but adding, you know, another high draft pick next week, I'm going to ask you again, if you see, you know, trading for a veteran quarterback, is it a possibility for you?
That's not the reason we did it. I think we just feel like it'll help us, build the roster. It may be something that goes to a package to get a veteran quarterback. It may be something that we just use as a draft pick. We'll see what comes down the pipe in terms of opportunities, but there's no specific deal in place or plan in place to go acquire another veteran QB at this point.
Where does Peppers play on defense?
I'm sorry?
Where does Peppers play on defense?
He plays in the secondary strong safety, and he can play both free and strong, but I think he's been a lot better around the ball. But it's going to be really interesting just to see how Greg uses him, because Greg's had so many players like this with this kind of skill set before in his defense. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be exciting to watch.
Yeah, we were really excited just to get a player that fits our scheme and the experience that Greg has had finding players like Jabril and making them successful. And then I think Jabril brings perhaps a dynamic play style and athletic ability that probably Greg hasn't had in that position, mm-hmm. and the other guys he's actually turned into Pro Bowlers. So that was really exciting for us to be able to add Jabril and give him to Greg, who's got experience and knowing exactly how to use that player. Excuse me.
You've got to be at least a little intrigued by him when he has the football in his hands, though. That's all I have to throw at a rookie, but
no,
you've got to be intrigued
question.
By that.
Well, we're going to start him over there on defense, that's for sure. But, again, when you have guys that have ability to make plays, I mean, you do anything and everything you can to – put them in an environment so they can showcase their talent and ability. And we'll do that, you know. But first, we're bringing him in here to play on defense and play special teams. He's one of the premier special teams players in football. He's a tremendous punt returner and kick returner. So we're going to make sure that he can hit the ground running doing that. But there's no question. We'll give him a chance over there on offense, too.
We talked to him on the phone. He was just, you know, just all over the place and on fire and excited and exuberant. I mean, are you looking for guys like that that just bring that fireball energy to your football team?
Absolutely, Mary Kay. We need guys that will infuse passion and energy into our football team. And the three guys that we put on this team today, we truly believe they will do that.
Just to clarify, Sasha, you said you made that trade without a trade for a veteran quarterback in mind. If it happens, it happens. But do you leave here this weekend looking for a veteran quarterback or not?
Every day until we solidify the position, we leave this building thinking about what opportunities might be out there. So absolutely, Tony.
When will you get your hands on a first-round quarterback for you to develop?
Soon. When it's time for us to get one. You know, obviously, it didn't happen today, but it's not like we didn't try. I guarantee you that. So I think that time's coming, and it will be here. We're going to continue, as Sashi said, to do anything and everything we can to get this position better as we continue to move forward.